Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Bold and Beautiful podcast, where we are discussing all things bold and beautiful. I'm your host, Amanda, and I've decided to name this week's episode A Wedding and a War, because we had both. I'll be honest, I felt very conflicted this week, because I'm happy for Katie. And I realized that Bill's done a lot of things and he deserves most of this that's happening. But at the same time, I feel bad for him. So I'm very conflicted this week. So as always, I would love to hear from you guys. I would love to know what you guys were thinking about what's going on. Your opinions, comments, predictions, whatever you guys are thinking out there. Also, I have added a donate button to my website. So, if you want to get in touch with me with your comments or you want to donate to the podcast, please visit my website at theboldandbeautifulpodcast.com. Okay, let's get into the news. Jennifer Guarez, I think that's how you pronounce it, is back on contract. She plays Donna Logan, Brooke's sister. She was at one time married to Eric, and we will see her in October. She's now back on contract, so that's exciting. Also, Carla Moseley is supposed to be coming back soon also, and that is all the news I have for this week. So make sure you get in touch with me. If you enjoy the podcast, please give me a 5-star rating on your favorite podcast directory. Okay, enough with the chit chat. Let's get to the recap. Monday, September the 24th. The show opens in Bill's office and Brooke has stopped by to give him the news that Katie and Thorne have set a wedding date. And she tells him straight up he's not gonna like it. And of course, Bill is furious. Brooke tells Bill that she's on her way to see Katie and she would talk to Katie and see what was going on and like where she was coming from. She warns Bill not to do anything rash, not to do anything to make things worse, to stay calm, and she would talk to him later. And whatever he does, do not go to Katie's. And then Bill thanks her again for her help. He says that she's the only thing keeping him sane. Then we head over to Katie's house, and Katie and Thorne are telling Will that they set a date and that they're getting married tomorrow, and they want Will to be in the wedding. They want to make sure that Will's okay with everything that's going on, and especially the fact that it's happening so fast. And to be honest, it does look suspicious. It does look like they're getting married really fast to make her look better in court. I mean, they say it's not, but it does look that way. But Will tells them that he's fine with it, and he just wants Katie to be happy. And Thorne makes her happy, so he wants to do it. He's fine with it. Over at Forrester Creations in the executive office with Eric and Ridge. Ridge tells Eric that he's positive Katie is going to win custody. Sorry guys, I don't know what's happening. It's like I forgot how to talk all of a sudden. Okay, so Ridge is telling Eric that he's positive Katie is going to win custody. Eric, ever perceptive, tells Ridge that he knows how much that he hates Bill, but he's surprised at how invested Ridge is in the situation. And Ridge says, "Oh, you have no idea, Dad." Eric is happy that Ridge is on Thorne's side, especially given their past. But he notices that Ridge is a little too involved, I think. Eric is very perceptive. So Eric tells Ridge that he's a little worried because this is starting to sound like a vendetta. And then Ridge smiles and he admits that it is. He tells Eric that it is a vendetta and that he wants Bill to get exactly what he deserves. So he finally admits it out loud, but he will never admit that to Brooke. Now we head over to Spencer Publications and we're in Bill's office. Bill is telling Justin about Katie getting married to make her case look better. And Justin says maybe it'll backfire. Maybe it'll look like that's exactly what she's doing to the judge. And Justin says, actually, maybe you should do the same thing. Maybe you should get a bride really quick. Too bad Brooke's taken. And then Bill comments that Allison isn't. Justin actually starts laughing. Bill again tells Justin that he needs to get some dirt on this judge. And Justin admits that so far the judge is completely clean, that he hasn't been able to find anything. And this, of course, infuriates Bill. And he says, well, you better come up with a good strategy then. And Justin assures Bill that he has the best lawyer and that they'll do that, and that they do have a plan. And then suddenly Bill looks at Justin and says, you know what? I promised Brooke that I would not take matters into my own hands, but I have to do something. And he gets that look on his face and he leaves the office, which makes Justin very nervous. Back over at Katie's house, Thorne and Will are both gone and Brooke has just arrived to see Katie. Katie is really happy to see Brooke. And Katie asks Brooke if she would be her maid of honor. Katie definitely doesn't want to be at odds with Brooke. And she wants Brooke to be by her side, of course. So Brooke says, yes, absolutely, she will be her maid of honor. Brooke just wants to make sure that Katie's marrying Thorne for the right reasons, not just for the court. And Katie assures her that they love each other and that they want to get married. So then Brooke tries again to get through to Katie for Bill. She tries to, you know, explain all the reasons why a custody battle is not the best thing. But of course, Katie is not hearing it, and she's not budging. She refuses to change her mind. She's already made it up. Back at Forrester Creations in the executive office, Thorne comes in to talk to Ridge and Eric about the wedding. And Thorne asked Ridge to be his best man, and Ridge says yes, of course. And Eric offers his house up for the wedding venue, and Thorne says that he has to talk to Katie first. Eric and Ridge are both really, really happy for Thorne. And then Ridge gets a call on his phone, and Eric and Thorne leave the office so Ridge can take the call. It's Judge McMullen, and he is not happy about the position Ridge has put him in. Ridge is basically blackmailing the judge, or at the very least, guilting him into helping. He's using the fact that Ridge helped him a long time ago when they were younger, and now he's holding it over his head. So Ridge talks to the judge, and then he leaves the office. A few minutes later, Brooke comes in looking for him, and she runs right into Eric and Thorne. She informs them that she said yes to being Katie's maid of honor. And Thorne is a little surprised, considering how Brooke feels about the custody battle. Brooke tells them both, point blank, that this battle is not a good thing for anyone, especially Will. She agrees that Bill's not perfect, but a custody battle should be their absolute last resort. She is really hoping that Katie and Bill can come to an agreement before the hearing. Don't hold your breath, Brooke. Back at Katie's house, she hears a knock at the door and she answers and it's Bill. And he just bursts right through the door. He's furious. He tells Katie that she needs to stop this madness. He can't believe that Katie is doing this. And then as he's yelling at Katie, Ridge walks in the door, which basically sends Bill over the edge into an angry fit. He tells Ridge to get out. And Ridge informs him that he came to talk to Katie and tell her the good news that he agreed to be Thorne's best man. And then Ridge turns and looks at Bill and he says, I can't believe you think a judge would side with you. Why? Because you always win? And then Ridge says, don't worry, Katie. Once you and Thorne walk into the court, a married couple, he will side with you. And there's nothing Bill can do about it. And that's how Monday ends. So that brings us into Tuesday, September the 25th. The show opens at Katie's house with Will and Katie. And they're up in her bedroom. And Will looks adorable in his tux. He's so cute. And Katie asks Will one more time if he is okay and happy with everything, especially the wedding. He assures her that he is, that he's happy. And then all the Logan women show up to help Katie get ready. Brooke, Donna, Hope, and Bridget are all there. And they are all so happy for Katie. And they want to make this day perfect for her. And Donna asked Katie out of concern how Bill was taking all of this custody stuff. And Katie says, honestly, not good, not great. He is not happy, but too bad. I'm doing what's right for Will. Meanwhile, next door at Eric's house, the living room is all decorated and set up for the wedding, thanks to Quinn. Eric, Quinn, Ridge, and Thorn are all there. And Ridge informs them that Steffi is very, very sorry that she can't make it to the wedding, but Kelly has a little cold. It's nothing to worry about. Then Liam and Carter arrive, and everyone is making small talk and laughing and joking, and they make a comment that Carter does it all. Custodies, weddings, you name it. And then Ridge and Eric tell Thorn not to think about custody today, just to enjoy his wedding day. And I have to say this because everyone knows, if you've listened to any of the episodes, then you know that I am infuriated that Carter does not have a storyline. Why does Carter not have a storyline? Why? All he does is marry people, but he's miserable and lonely himself. Like, that's, I don't get it. Meanwhile, at Spencer Publications in Bill's office, he's pacing furiously and yelling at Justin, as usual, about Katie and Thorn. And Bill tells Justin that he is Will's father, not Thorn. And this has all gone way too far. And then Justin says, whatever you're thinking, stop thinking it. We have to get ready for court tomorrow. And then Justin looks at him and he says, wait. You are not going to stop that wedding. Justin looks at Bill and says, no way, you're not. And then Bill screams at Justin that he has to do something. Then finally he says, fine, Justin, I'll do nothing, frickin' nothing, but I won't give up on my son. After a couple seconds, Bill calms down a little bit. And then Justin says, Bill, I'm very sorry for what you're going through. And Bill says that it's just Will he's worried about, because Katie is making rash decisions and he thinks Will is going to end up suffering. And he's also scared that he will lose Will because of Thorn. Back over at Katie's house, all the ladies, except for Katie and Brooke, took Will over to Eric's house. And Brooke tries again to change Katie's mind about the custody. She's just trying to get her to try everything and anything else besides a battle and a war. But Katie's not hearing it, especially on her wedding day. Katie assures Brooke that she's doing the right thing for Will. And she asks Brooke to please be happy for her. Back over at Eric's house, Donna is in the living room and she's reminiscing about when she was married to Eric and their wedding day. And then they run into each other, and Donna comments that she was just remembering their history together and their wedding, and Eric, forever a gentleman, you know, greets her and says, you know, that it's so nice to see her and blah, blah, blah. So across the room over by the front door, Will and the rest of the Logan ladies are there, and Liam spots Hope and immediately goes to her side. And he tells her how beautiful she looks. And she does. And then Thorn puts Will's boutonniere on, his little tux, and it's so cute. It's a little tiny boutonniere. And then Bridget tells everyone that it's time. So Carter and everyone takes their places. The music starts and Brooke walks in. She walks down the aisle and she's wearing a very pretty navy blue dress. Then Katie comes into view, and she looks stunning, stunning. Her dress is gorgeous. It's white. It's a high-low. So, it has little spaghetti straps. It's just, it's gorgeous. And she looks so happy. And she obviously took Thorne's breath away. So then Katie walks down the aisle and Carter starts the ceremony. They each wrote their own vows. And Thorne included Will in his vows, which was really sweet. And Katie also included Will in her vows. And Will seemed very happy to be included. So Carter gets to the exchanging of rings part of the ceremony. And Carter asks Ridge for the rings. And Ridge freezes. And he whispers to Thorne, you didn't give me the rings. And he's obviously panicking. And he's about to freak out. And Thorne laughs and says, just kidding. My other best man has them, referring to Will. So everyone laughs at Ridge's panic. And Carter, of course, did a wonderful job officiating. And the wedding was sweet and it was simple. And it was pretty short. And don't get me wrong, I'm happy for Katie. I want her to be happy. I do. But I just feel like in some ways, Thorne has actually not been a good influence on her. And in some ways, he has. So, I guess we'll see. So, that brings us into Wednesday, September the 26th. The show opens at Brooke's house in her bedroom. And this is the night right after the wedding. So, they're just getting home. And Ridge is telling Brooke how Katie and Thorne are a perfect fit. And he tells Brooke that he knows Will is going to be happy. He has a family and he has a father that he's always needed. And Brooke doesn't say anything at first. But then she tells Ridge that she wishes that he was not involved with this. And she doesn't like being on opposite sides. Ridge totally agrees because he doesn't either. And he tells Brooke that he will stand up tomorrow for Katie to make sure she gets custody. And Brooke just looks disappointed. And Brooke asked Ridge if he is sure that this is about Will and not about revenge or about seeing Bill lose. And she hits the nail right on the head because that's exactly what it's about. He admitted it to his dad, but he would never admit that to Brooke. So Ridge says it's only about making sure that he doesn't hurt Will anymore. Okay, right, whatever. Over at Katie's house, Katie and Thorne are so happy, and they tell Will that after he changes, they can play a game. This makes Will happy, and he runs upstairs. And then Katie tells Thorne that she really wishes they didn't have to do all of this. She wishes that they didn't have to do a battle, and that she really hates that Liam and Wyatt have to be pulled into it. But on top of that, have to be on opposite sides. And she's worried this might hurt their relationship. She also tells him that she's very anxious and upset about the hearing tomorrow. And she's just worried that something bad might happen. But as always, Thorne assures her that it will be okay and it'll all work out. And then Thorne changes the subject to try to cheer her up, I think. And they start talking about a honeymoon. And he promises Katie that they will have a real honeymoon sometime soon. Over at Wyatt's beach house, Liam stopped by to see Wyatt. And Liam notices the mural is gone. And Wyatt tells him it's a long story. And then Liam brings up the custody hearing that's happening tomorrow. And Wyatt asks Liam if he wants Katie to win, and also how he feels about the whole thing. Since they're on opposite sides, Wyatt wants to see, I guess, how Liam's feeling about everything. And Wyatt says that he understands why Liam is on Katie's side after everything that Bill did to him and Steffi. And then Liam asked Wyatt, why are you testifying on his side? And Wyatt says, you know, Dad, plus, I can't fight a subpoena. That's a really good point. Now we head over to Bill's office. And Justin tells Bill it's official. They're married. And Bill tells Justin that he is going to talk to his sons. That it's something he feels that he needs to do. And Justin is not sure that that's such a great idea. And then he looks at him and says that he has to do something. He's really, really scared about the hearing tomorrow. And then he asks Justin if he will call a surprise witness. And Justin says, who? And Bill says, the one person who's been on my side this whole time. And then Justin says, no, no, not Brooke. But yes, that's exactly who he's talking about. Way to keep the secret. Like, are you kidding? She's helping you, but yet you're doing this to her? Like, Ridge is gonna find out that they've been having secret meetings. You know he is somehow. I don't know what Bill's thinking. Oh, I guess you'll do anything to not lose your child, I guess. Meanwhile, back at Brooke's house, Ridge is telling Brooke that he is not going to hold back any punches and that he's going to tell everything that Bill's done. And then Brooke gets a call on her phone and she answers and it's Justin. Justin is called to inform her that she's being subpoenaed to testify on Bill's behalf, which truly shocks her and upsets her. And she says, what? What? And then he says, Justin says, Bill's really dependent on you. And then they hang up. And of course, she has no choice, so she tells Ridge, and oh wow, he does not like it. He says, see? Are you still going to defend Bill now that he is pitting you against your sister again? Ridge is furious and he's pacing the bedroom back and forth and he can't believe the nerve of Bill. And so he's pacing and he's deep in thought. And first he tells Brooke that she's just not going to show up. And then he quickly realizes that's not an option because she's subpoenaed. So you have no choice. Then he says, you know what? It's okay because you haven't talked to him. So he doesn't know what kind of witness that you'll even be. You know what? Don't worry about it. It will be okay. Little does he know, Brooke has been talking to him and he knows exactly what kind of witness that she is going to be. Now we head back over to Wyatt's house and someone knocks at the door and it's Bill. He stopped by to see Wyatt and Liam. And Liam is clearly uncomfortable to be in the room with Bill. He's clearly uncomfortable and not loving it. So Bill explains to them both that he really loves Will and that he realizes he hasn't been there for him the past few months, but he is desperately trying to fix it. And he was so busy ruining their lives that he neglected the one who needed him the most. But that it will never, ever happen again. And then Wyatt assures Bill that him and Liam are not questioning his love for Will. They both know he loves Will. And then Bill continues to explain that he can't lose Will. He wants equal custody and for his boys to be together with a dad who gives a damn. And he admits that he has no right to ask, but he needs their help. Bill is basically begging Wyatt and Liam to help him keep Will, to remember that he was a good father and that he loves Will and he just wants them to remember that when they are testifying tomorrow. This is putting Wyatt and Liam in an awkward position. But I really feel deep down that no matter what Bill's done, all the things he's done, I feel like deep down Wyatt is really on his side. He doesn't want him to lose Will. And I think there's probably a good part somewhere in Liam. There's a little part of him that also doesn't really want Bill to lose Will. So now we head back to Brooke's house. And of course, Ridge is still furious that Bill is using Brooke without even asking her. And then he says, you know what? Maybe this is a good thing. Maybe you can help Katie. So Ridge realizes that Brooke is upset And he says, he calms down a little bit and he says, okay, so tomorrow we're going to be on opposite sides. And then Brooke tells him, look, can we just let it go? We'll go to the hearing tomorrow and we'll tell the truth. And then it's up to the judge. And I don't want to fight with you about it. And Ridge agrees. So then Brooke goes to take a shower in the bathroom. And while she's gone, Ridge pulls his phone out and he sends a text to Judge McMullins. And it says, I'm counting on you to do the right thing, just like you counted on me years ago. And then Ridge starts thinking about all the horrible things Bill has done. Chasing Steffi, breaking up her marriage, throwing him out of a helicopter. And he's infuriated. And that's how Wednesday ends. So that brings us into Friday. There was not an episode on Thursday. I even went online just to make sure. It was interrupted by political stuff. So that brings us to Friday, September the 28th. The show opens in Judge McMullen's chambers. And to keep it low profile and away from the press, the judge is allowing them to have the hearing in his chambers. Katie, Thorne, Carter, Justin, and Bill are all there. And then Wyatt and Liam arrive. Then Brooke and Ridge arrive. And of course, Ridge tells Bill that it's not happening. He's not going to pit sister against sister again. But before Bill can reply or say anything, the judge comes in and he apologizes for being held up. So the judge tells everyone to take a seat and the bailiff starts the proceedings. And then the judge asks the bailiff who all these people are. And so everyone that was subpoenaed is asked to wait outside until they are called. So everyone except Katie, Carter, Bill, and Justin leave the chambers. So Carter speaks first, and he says because of Bill's neglect and recent behavior, Katie is asking for full custody. Now it's Justin's turn, and Justin says that everyone makes mistakes and that Bill is trying to correct those mistakes, but he's being met with this custody battle that in no way will be good for his son. Meanwhile, outside in the hallway, Ridge is being a complete dick to Wyatt. He is being so rude and mean that it's ridiculous. He says, Wyatt, you're here for daddy? What? Did he dangle the kingdom in front of you? How many sports cars do you really need? And then Brooke steps in and says, Ridge, there's nothing wrong with loyalty. And then Ridge says, do you two, talking to Brooke and Wyatt, do you two actually think that Justin's going to let you go in there and be Switzerland? You're wrong. Back in the hearing in the judge chambers, Thorne is called to the stand first. And of course, he makes sure to make Bill look like the worst father that there ever was. He explains how Bill has been completely absent for several months and how he stepped up to be a role model since he realized that Will's brothers are not around that much and his dad is never around. So then Justin gets his turn and he also has a good strategy. He asks Thorne about their quickie marriage, about how it looks suspicious just for court. Then he goes into asking Thorne about his daughter who passed away. He asks about his daughter's mental problems and if that was because of how she was raised. And you could tell this bothers Thorne. And he says, well, I could tell you all of her problems started when her mother died. So next, Carter calls Ridge to the stand. And of course, Ridge, you can imagine, badmouths Bill as much as he can. But you know, eventually Justin gets his turn. So Justin basically gets the judge to strike most of what Ridge said. Because Ridge, you know how Ridge is, right? He hates Bill. So, like, certain things, like, Ridge tried to bring up how Bill broke up Liam's marriage. But Justin's like, you cannot just comment on that. That's a marriage that you're not even party to. Just things like that. Things that Ridge would bring up. Like, he threw me out of a helicopter. Since there was no charges pressed and there was no proof, that also had to be taken out, had to be struck from the record. So, Carter asked Ridge if he has an opinion on who would be a better parent to Will. And as you guys already know, of course, he answered Katie. He says Bill is horrible, unstable, and the judge has to make the right decision. So Liam's up next, and Carter asked about Bill and Liam's relationship, and he says that they're not really on speaking terms because there isn't a lot to say. And then Carter asked if Bill has ever struck Liam. Has he ever hit him? And my heart fell out of my chest because, oh my God, I forgot. Yes, he actually has hit Liam. So, of course, Liam has to tell the truth. So he answers yes. It wasn't a parental thing, but yes, he did hit me. And then Carter asked why he got a divorce. And of course, Liam tells him the truth, that Bill slept with his wife. And then, in very much in surprise, to everyone's surprise, I should say, Liam says that even though all of this is true, it's not exactly fair. Basically, Will needs his dad. They need each other. And that he knows for a fact that Bill does love Will. Meanwhile, outside in the hall, Wyatt is extremely sad, and he's very upset, and he's agonizing, I think, over the whole thing. And he asks Brooke if she thinks Bill is going to lose. And Brooke answers that it's very possible, but that she doesn't get how anyone could keep Bill from his son. And Wyatt says that his mother did it. And then Brooke looks him in the eyes and says, you know what? Did you thank her for that? Were you happy? Did you say, oh, thank you so much? And Wyatt doesn't say anything. And Brooke says, I didn't think so. And I don't want Katie to go through that later with Will. But I know that she will. So back in the judge's chambers, back in the hearing, Katie is up next. And she tells the judge that she's kept track of all the dates and all the events that Bill missed. And then she started whiting them out because it was making Will sad and upset to see when he was supposed to be with Bill and when he wasn't. And she says that she assumed Bill would realize and show up with ice cream or a toy, anything, but he never did. And then Katie stresses that she does not want to keep Bill away from Will. He will have visitation. So then Carter asks Katie about her health. And she explains that she had a heart transplant and how she wasn't supposed to be able to have Will, but by a miracle she did. And she explains that Bill really loved and supported her in that moment and that she is thankful for that. So after Carter finishes his questions, which are basically none of them were good for Bill. Now it's Justin's turn. He gets to ask Katie questions. Justin asked if she really doesn't want to be there and she really doesn't want to do this battle, then is she sure she's not being used by the Forster brothers to further their vendetta against Bill? Then Katie gets really mad because she's offended, and she assures Justin that she has her own mind and she is doing this for Will and only Will. And then Katie turns to the judge and she says that she will protect her son if the judge allows her to. And that's how Friday ends. Okay, so number one, I am happy for Katie and Thorne that they got married and that they're happy. I question some of Thorne's motives. I think even he don't realize that after losing his daughter and all the things he's been through, I think he may not even realize, it may be subconscious, that he's trying to steal Bill's child. But I don't think he really realizes it. I'm not sure. I haven't decided. But Ridge is definitely doing this purely for hate. He's doing it because he wants to see Bill lose. He wants to see Bill suffer. So it was good to see Bridget and all the Logan women together again. Also, it absolutely broke my heart for Wyatt. My heart was just broken for Wyatt because he is obviously agonizing because he gets both sides, I think. And I think he gets where Katie's coming from, but deep down he doesn't really think Bill should lose Will. So he's kind of agonizing because he's being pitted against his brother and against Katie, which is awkward anyway, probably. And I just felt really sorry for Wyatt, and he didn't deserve the rude and mean comments that Ridge was throwing out at him. He really didn't deserve that. And I also feel a little bit sorry for Brooke because she is in a very awkward position. And I feel like no matter what she does, Ridge is going to be mad at her. And possibly Katie too. So that brings us to the end of the week. And I would love for you guys to get in touch with me. I am very curious to know what all of you guys think about what Katie is doing. And also about what Ridge is doing. So if you want to get in touch with me, or you want to donate to the podcast, please visit my website at theboldandbeautifulpodcast.com. I am also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can get in touch with me at any of those platforms. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please give me a 5-star rating on your favorite podcast directory. I hope you guys have a great week. I will definitely be back next week. Until then, bye guys.